This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Rioting in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson after an unarmed teenager was shot to death by police has brought media attention the likes of which that small community has never seen. And it seems that is not welcome by some in law enforcement.
Now, is the street... Can I ask
let's go, let's go.
I'm trying to ask
we have time
question.
To ask questions.
Is the
let's
street
go.
Closed? Can I move my car?
I'm you can move your car if your car's out here. Let's go.
It is. That's what I was asking. You didn't have time to answer that?
Let's go.
Just being mean?
Let's go.
That is the sound of Washington Post reporter Wesley Lowery being rousted from a Ferguson McDonald's where he and Huffington Post reporter Ryan Riley were working. They both ended up being arrested, then released with no charges filed. The president of the RTNDA, the Radio and Television News Directors Association, had already written a letter to the Ferguson police chief urging him to respect journalists' rights after reports that police were blocking coverage. Their argument, police are protecting the public and the journalists by barring them from volatile situations. Who's right here? Is there a line that can be drawn between the First Amendment and police authority? Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sensemaking Project is here to talk about that and more. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, reporters tear gassed, reporters arrested. Some are arguing that doesn't sound like America. It sounds more like Tahrir Square in Egypt during the Arab Spring uprising.
Yeah, there is a strong correlation between press freedoms and other freedoms. In societies where you don't allow your press to do their work, you really do have a lot of civil rights violations. And that's one of the reasons why we take this so seriously when journalists get arrested or when journalists are intimidated.
We'll get back to that. But first, let's talk about how fast this particular story spread, the arrest of these two reporters. Man, it was like wildfire.
Right. It was a matter of hours, and that's because of the Twitter. They posted it to Twitter that they were being arrested. Other reporters also posted it. And even though only about 15% of the American population is on Twitter, about 100% of those of us who work in media are on Twitter.
So let's get back to this job of the police in a volatile situation and reporters, their job to report on how the police are handling that volatile situation. How is it supposed to be done?
You know, reporters don't have any special rights. The rights of the free press are mentioned in the First Amendment, but those rights are actually conferred on all citizens in the United States. So we have pretty well-established protocols for being in public places and being allowed to dissent and criticize authority. And reporters have those same exact rights. What happens is when you get a protest going and the police want to try and stop it, they also don't necessarily want reporters documenting their actions. So from the reporter point of view, it seems like the police are abusing their authority to prevent you from training any more scrutiny on them.
Why should we care about reporters being arrested? The police would say they're just trying to do their jobs and these reporters wrong place, wrong time. Sorry.
If police are willing to trample the rights of journalists, it lends a lot more credibility to the accusations that they are trampling the rights of other people who have much less power.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Ever covered a riot? Ever experienced any of this?
Not like that.